Hey everybody!
Welcome back to Learn Digital Audio School. Learn Digital Academy is India's only Gen Z based institute providing the best digital education with university certifications and on-campus placements. Have you ever wondered what a color meant for a particular logo? Did you know that each color in a logo has a significance? Well, we are going to discuss them in this episode, an exciting topic that will be useful for graphic designers and add a general knowledge for everybody. Let's welcome Mr. Mazhar, who is going to discuss it today.
Thank you for having me on your show, Neha.
So Mazhar, today we will be discussing the significance of colors in branding and logo designing. It's an interesting topic that everybody, like even if you're not a graphic designer, would like to learn about. So tell me Mazhar, logos are an identity for every brand. We either remember them or we don't. We remember them by colors or designs, but how does color affect our perception of brands and their logos?
Well, yeah, colors can bring out certain emotions and even influence our thinking. A particular color can influence our psychology as each color has its own significance. In art, red color can be associated with anger, passion, and unrest, whereas green is associated with growth because it is the color of nature, and blue is associated with calmness because of oceans. Similarly, the same principles can be applied in design.
That's really interesting. Every time we think of some logo, we remember the color first. Are they always associated with nature?
Sometimes yes. Colors can also be associated with some human qualities. For example, black is a color of authority and lawyers can be seen wearing black clothes. In design, black is associated with sophistication, elegance and power.
Okay Mazhar, can you tell us more about colors in design, like what each color signifies?
Yes, in art and design, we have a color wheel where all the color spectrum of a rainbow is represented in a circle.
Oh yes, we all have seen it in art class during school years.
Yeah, school days were good. Getting paints on your hand, messing up the paper, it was fun. If you remember, the color wheel has warm colors which are red, orange, yellow and different shades of them. Then we have cool colors which have shades of blue, green and violet. And then neutral colors, which are grey, brown and black. There's a rule that you have to choose colors that go with the opposites in color wheel if you want your work to be dynamic, or use colors that are next to each other to make something with several feet.
Okay, I didn't know we had to use color like that. We would just mix up the colors and mess the paints also. Let's talk about each color and what they mean in a design.
I'm sure we all made white paint in some other color. So yeah, talking about the color wheel, let's start with warm colors. Red in design is associated with passion, power and determination. It is also said to increase appetite and energy, which is why red is used in logos of Lay's, Kellogg's, Coca-Cola and many more.
Wow, I never realized that before. It makes sense now.
Doesn't it?
Yes, and red is a very dominant color. We can easily notice it anywhere.
That's the reason why they use it. Next, orange is associated with joy, friendliness and warmth, as it can be related with autumn season. Orange also stimulates hunger, so you can see a lot of restaurants using this color in their logos, branding and menus. Yellow is a bright color that is associated with sun, attention, comfort, embrace and youthfulness. But because it is such a vibrant color, it has to be used in balance with other contrasting colors. Otherwise, too much yellow can make one afraid and uncomfortable, and too little can make you insecure, feel low and isolated.
Yes, it does. There is something so comfortable and welcoming about Burger King's logo. And also when we see some colors like dark pink, violet, yellow, we think of Instagram, or when we see red, yellow and green, we think of Chrome and other Google apps. Some logos' colors are so iconic that we associate them with a particular brand even if we don't know their name.
Exactly. It was designed that way. Their values are incorporated in their logos using those colors. Then next comes blue. It is one of the most used colors for logos after red. Blue is associated with trust, calm and intelligence. It is the color of the sky, so many consider it to be a happy color. But too much blue can be self-centered. Tata's logo is blue and can be associated with trust. Many corporate companies have blue in their logos. For example, PayPal, Paytm, HP, Facebook. All these have blue logos which can signify trustworthiness of their brand.
Ok, Okay, some things that involve finance have blue in their logos. Don't you think, Mazhar?
Yes, if you think about it, it makes sense to use certain colors associated with trust in that case. Then talking about green, it is associated with growth. It symbolizes life, safety, fertility and money. Because it is present vastly in nature, it covers a wide spectrum of the human eye. So it is an ideal color for any background in designs. WhatsApp, Tropicana, Starbucks, Spotify have green logos.
Right. Then what about purple or violet?
Violet is associated with royalty, expensive, glam, creativity, imagination and spirituality. It was considered royal and expensive in olden days because it was hard to find or make. Only kings and high officials could afford to use that color. Today, you can find it on Cadbury chocolate packages, which goes with the rich taste and specialness of their products.
Yeah, I think we all can agree on that. Cadbury sure is special.
Yeah, and whenever you see that purple color, you think of Cadbury or any other chocolate brand that uses that color. Then talking about brown, it is a very earthy color that can be associated with reliability, trust and unity. Some law firms use brown in their logo designs and web pages. Cohen and Jack is an example. Can you guess which famous food company has a brown logo?
Is it Hershey's?
That's right. Hershey's and other brands like Magnum Ice Cream, Brew Coffee, M&M's use brown in their logos. You can see that even some sweet companies have brown in their logos as well. And yeah, white is associated with purity, guidance and simplicity. Today, simplicity is the new trend and many brands are opting for a white logo design because they are simple and clean. Lastly, black and shades of grey symbolize timelessness, clarity, sophistication and authority. It is the dominating color and you can see that in famous logos such as Nike, Puma, Apple, Amazon and Adidas.
So that all covers the colors and their significance in design. I'm sure the audience found it interesting and helpful, and they can make use of colors better in design. This was such a wonderful episode. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Mazhar.
Thank you for having me on your show.
If you want to know more such interesting and fun topics, then subscribe to this podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode where we will be discussing elements and principles of design. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you'd like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndigital.co. The link is in the description. Thank you all for your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.